As our beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him, to call forth such love and gratitude from each one of our life streams as shall forever pour to him all the cosmic fire he'll ever require to render that service to America and through America to the world that brings eternal peace, the removal of the sinister force from the world forever, and beloved Saint Germain's immortal freedom to all the earth and all mankind for eternity. Beloved ones of my heart, let us enter in tonight to the great enjoyment in the anticipation and use of those greater powers of each one's own life stream, which shall forever bring greater and greater freedom into your outer activities as you remember to retire within the great transmuting flame of the love of your own I Am presence, the victorious Christ everywhere. Try to know that every time you turn your attention back to your beloved I Am presence or to us, not only does your own heart's flame expand, but there comes forth another flame from your beloved I Am presence around you to fill your world with its glorious power and its ever-expanding perfection in outer creation until it makes you the thousand-petaled lotus of perfection's flame, and each petal one of the great cosmic powers of that great activity of the sacred fire from the great central sun, till you stand the master of your world, and then in the constant use of that great creative fire, you become the master of a world, and then of systems of worlds. Great is the vista before you in the use of these magnificent powers of the universe, of which the sacred fire is that of eternal mastery. Try to qualify everything from tonight with the eternal raising action of this transfiguring flame of which I spoke last night. For it not only transmutes the outer world activities into the full perfection of the ascended master's octave, but everywhere that flame flows forth, it is an action of the great central sun magnets raising vibration, which reaches out and possesses the substance of this world back into the activity of the perfection from whence it came. Since the vibratory action of the discord in the outer world is so slow, then when this power of the cosmic fire enters into the energy of the physical octave, it raises everything into this greater perfection of the cosmic fire. Now, in calling this forth into your outer action, try to charge it into physical action so that this cosmic fire passing through all physical energy in this octave raises everything nearer to the point of self-luminosity. And now let me show you, as you call this forth into your daily activities, into the things of the physical world that need purifying and perfecting and raising into the use and service of the great divine plan's fulfillment for the freedom of all, try to remember that there is awaiting you now, already perfected, in the mighty Master Saint Germain's retreat, many things that are to come into the outer physical world, which are already perfected and who are to be brought into outer manufacture by mankind's efforts when they have decided they will have no more war and want the happiness of eternal peace. When they take the authority of their own God presence to be determined to hold peace on this earth, then will these things come into their outer use naturally, quickly, and joyously. Now I am turning your attention to this tonight because if you will make the call in the use of this transfiguring flame of which I have spoken, and ask that that flame pass through all the materials of the physical world, with your calls in this, we can bring forth many wonderful substances to take the place of the animal products that at present mankind use and seem to depend upon. Yet, if you will depend upon the love in your own heart's flame from your mighty I Am presence, and depend upon your calls for this transmuting flame of the victorious cosmic Christ in physical action, then will these other activities and materials begin to disappear and be replaced by the finer, purer substance that does not come through the channels of animal life and qualities in the activities of the physical world. For instance, your shoes. Mankind seem to feel that they have to kill animals in order to make shoes to wear, and it is pitiful before life. It's tragic before the great presence of that flame of love that can provide material out of which mankind could create these things that would carry qualities that would so bless the body that it would at all times be at perfect ease and free from the distress under which mankind struggle at the present time. Now, just as the beloved Saint Germain told you, in the use of those great spheres of light in the temples of the past golden ages and in the civilization in South America, that the soft white light radiating forth from those great globes had a healing radiance to the people. Well, just so can there come forth in the physical world through physical manufacture, due to the efforts of your beloved Saint Germain and the students he has had in the Cave of Symbols, the materials that mankind can use for clothing and in outer things which will carry a healing radiation, which will carry peace, which will remain immaculately clean, and which can be made imperishable if you so desire. And if I were you, I would call for the cosmic action of this transmuting flame, which it is my joy and privilege and opportunity to project in through and around each of you as you call it forth, and then into outer action for your use, by which these other things may come into your outer physical use to bring greater perfection in your daily life and begin to reveal to mankind that which is to become the permanent condition of the incoming golden age. Just as we have that beautiful fine substance of light, which we condense into tangible objects, as tangible as anything you have in the physical world today, just as we create our homes and palaces and temples of this light substance, visible and tangible to all, magnificently beautiful, imperishable and self-luminous, magnificent beyond words to describe, and we use that in our octave as a focus of these great activities of cosmic fire to bless the universe and to ever pour forth the beauty and service to life throughout creation. Just so can you now, in the use of this transmuting flame, begin to change the things in the physical world about you in your daily use, by which you can all live more conveniently, more comfortably, and in much greater joy and purity and perfection. No, we are so anxious, may I say, to give you these things for your greater joy and because of your service to the light. Oh, it would give us such happiness to let our love supply you with these magnificent things from our octave, that your world may become as pure and as beautiful as ours. And as you draw forth and through your calls, in your outer daily use, this transmuting, transfiguring flame of our love, mark you, which is the victorious Christ of all creation, as you draw our love into the substance of your world, that substance is raised into the substance of our octave by, mark you, our love, which you use. Now, isn't that a good partnership? Precious ones, have I not answered your calls? Thank you, precious ones. And have I not said unto you, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest? I gave you that promise. I offered my help. I have throughout the centuries offered and sought every place where I could pour the flame of my love to set life free. For I gave the promise to my own beloved I Am presence before my ascension, that if I were lifted up to produce this manifestation of the etheric record of my ascension in its great magnetic power to the earth, that I would raise all mankind unto me. I gave my promise to the great central sun, and I live to fulfill that promise by love's command. So when I have offered you the transfiguring flame are the victorious cosmic Christ. It means I have offered you the daily use of this flame of my love, but if you will draw it into the physical octave, in its great magnetic power from the central sun, will it draw all mankind unto me? And if mankind will turn to me, my love will set them free. Won't you be seated, please? I still say to weary humanity, come unto me, and I will give thee rest. For within the transfiguring flame of my heart's love is the rest from the discord of human creation. And within that flame is yet the ever-acting power of the creative fire. So the more you call forth into outer physical conditions my transfiguring flame of victorious cosmic Christ love, will you find me by your side many times. For through this flame will the veil between the human and the divine be consumed, and the cosmic fire take up its residence in the physical world to give off its great radiating power to assist mankind to become purified and free. The great law of life is the giving forth of love from the heart of the central sun. And as you make that call and pour it forth throughout the earth, every wave becomes greater than the one before. Every wave raises you in vibratory action nearer to the perfection of your higher mental bodies. And as you pour this forth to all the life of mankind, and even the plant and animal life of the world, will you find that the purifying love from the heart of the mighty I Am Presence will release all life from that which is not eternal light. For in the eternal light are all the qualities of perfection. And the light is the radiation from this cosmic Christ flame of everlasting love. The radiation of our love brings illumination into the very substance of the atmosphere you breathe. And as you breathe that substance into your cells, will you find your own atomic structure of your flesh bodies becoming lighter, both in weight and in luminosity. Now, in order to assist you to do this and give you greater ease in its accomplishment, the beloved Saint Germain has gone to the great effort of perfecting these various materials in the Cave of Symbols and stands ready to bring that into your outer world manufacturing channels when mankind will look once again to the God Presence, the mighty I Am, on the ascended host and call for help. And I want to say something concerning your beloved land of America, because of its relationship to the whole world. Throughout all centuries, strange as it may seem, your nation on the war of the revolution were the only activity on the earth where mankind dedicated a nation to the worship of God. Now, in every nation down through the centuries, there has been the recognition of the God presence and the effort poured forth to the people to turn Godward and serve life in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. But those who founded your nation left the rest of the world to go through the vicissitudes of war to have the right to love God. And therefore America's destiny, therefore America holding as she does the heart flame of the cosmic Christ to the world, has to have the strength of this transfiguring flame drawn forth by the people within themselves in order for its expanding cosmic action to begin through the structure of Earth, that which is the purifying, illumining activity that makes, first of all, your nation a nation of light, and then the earth a sun. It is the calling forth of the cosmic action of my transfiguring flame that is the beginning of the illumination of the earth once again, until it is returned to the purity and the condition that was its first activity of creation. And since the cosmic law demands that the raising activity of your nation be brought about by this transfiguring flame of the victorious cosmic Christ, try to realize that your nation is passing through a corresponding condition which I passed through in the Garden of Gethsemane. And if you, as the flame of love within life, will call forth this transfiguring flame within your nation, there will come the same activity of love's great cosmic fire into the body of the nation to render the same service to the life within the nation that the flame of the transfiguration rendered me in my experience long ago. Therefore, tonight I say to your nation, come unto me, ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will refresh you and give you rest. For this flame of my love, which I am privileged to direct now as a transfiguring cosmic fire of the victorious Christ into the hearts of your people, into the activities of your government, into the powers of nature within your land, may I render the service to your people and your beloved Saint Germain in his great authority throughout the nation, that this magnificent cosmic fire rendered me so long ago. You, my loved ones within the nation, are the transfiguring flame that violet consuming flame that is the leavening, raising, purifying, harmonizing activity of cosmic Christ fire within the substance and the energy of the life of your people. Therefore, I hold the destiny of your nation close within my heart, and I give you the cosmic fire of my love with which to redeem your country. This has to be done in order to hold the balance in the rest of the world. And therefore you, as the I Am students of the mighty Saint Germain, you who have given your love to your beloved I Am presence, are the bearers of the transfiguring flame to your nation until its purification takes place on the people of their own free will demand freedom to worship God, to serve God, to live in the flame of God's heart and fulfill the destiny of the world to the ascension of all into eternal light. Therefore, I too am a guardian of your nation as well as the mighty Saint Germain and your beloved Godfrey. Long ago did we make our choice to take the responsibility of turning mankind Godward till the magnetic power of our love was so great none could resist it. Now you are privileged as you stand within our great heart's flame love, love that is the transfiguring flame of cosmic Christ victory. You too are privileged to call forth our great cosmic fiery love into your nation, and you become part of that flame that raises the people back in to that devotion to God that is the pathway to freedom. There is no freedom without that love and devotion and unconditional surrender to the beloved I Am presence. You who lead the way, make your surrender. And as your surrender is complete, will you find this transfiguring flame of our cosmic love, our victory of the cosmic Christ, becoming in and around yourselves a veritable sun of power and dominion and mastery that brings joy into all you do forever. May America's Gethsemane be short, and it will be shortened by the intensity with which you call this transfiguring flame, its great cosmic fiery action of the victorious cosmic Christ, everywhere into your daily activities, everywhere into your nation, everywhere into the brains and bodies of the people, until its magnetic power reverses the currents within your land and the attention of the people is compelled back to me, unto that beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, in the acceptance that enables us to render the service which shuts off distress forever. We are hoping to accomplish much of this through the picture of I Am Come. Then will my words of the centuries find fulfillment in outer physical manifestation. And through that, as a great magnet, will I draw all mankind up unto me in my octave and temple of I Am Freedom in cosmic action. Now tonight, accept the joy of the glory that stands before you, and remember the words of your mighty Saint Germain when he said to use the phrase, I am the presence that glorifies you. The presence is constantly saying this to you in love that is indescribable. Let me join your presence in the constant reminder to the outer self that as you call forth my transfiguring flame in through and around you, it is my love that glorifies you. Then you are privileged to draw our love to glorify your country until your people all turn Godward. And in that devotion to the I Am Presence, remember the source from whence they came and the perfection to which they are heirs. O America, thou jewel in the heart of God's love, yet shall thy people glorify thee in the fulfillment of their destiny, on the love of freedom, which is the flame of God's heart, ever burn brightly within the nation, and then expand till all life on the earth loves that freedom, our love has set them free by our command. You can give this command with us. You can live and abide in and retire into this transfiguring flame of our heart's love, and you become the heart of love to your nation. And the flame of freedom govern your people to the perfection of life on the earth. And the ascension of all. Great is your privilege, therefore remember often that statement, I am the presence that glorifies you. O beloved land of America, heart of God's freedom to the earth, I am the transfiguring love and flame of victorious cosmic Christ power that shall yet glorify thee into the perfection of eternity. When I said I am the open door that no man can shut, it was because in the vow I gave to the mighty I Am Presence, that if I were clothed with this flame, I would render the service. And since the I Am Presence answered me, and I left the example before mankind, charged with the power of the great central sun magnet, today I come again to fulfill in outer action through you, the beloved of the heart of God, you, the beloved of the land of freedom, you, the beloved of the mighty Saint Germain, I come again to fulfill my words, to remain with you till the work of the ages is completed and mankind redeemed from the shadows of distress that was never meant to be. The fulfillment of your destiny to the nation, the fulfillment of your service to life rests upon this acknowledgement of the great transfiguring flame and its love from your own beloved I Am Presence becomes for each one of you the glorifying activity that brings freedom to all. And as you acknowledge the victorious cosmic Christ and its transfiguring flame is the love of your own beloved I Am Presence, shall love be made alive and live again within the nation, and the love for freedom shall fire the people to the glory of God and the freedom of the earth. Thank you, beloved ones. Will you please remain seated? During these 9 dictations, we are drawing the power of the unfed flame in and around each of you in its cosmic power of the 3x3. But that unfed flame may glorify your nation by holding the balance within it, which will govern to a large degree much of the other activity in the atmosphere of this world. Therefore, it is no idle phrase that I use when I say to you, turn to your presence and call its glorifying flame of the victorious, transmuting, transfiguring Christ in and around yourselves, and let it transfigure you into its own glorious, victorious dominion, and its flame go forth through the nation to be the strength and courage and purity of that love to the people until its power is irresistible. Our mankind return to the love that gave them existence. Your beloved mighty I Am Presence is that which has been the glory of your country. That beloved I Am Presence is glorifying every individual, every moment with the love of its own blazing heart, and glorifies all who look unto it. Therefore, it transfigures the outer into the glory of the inner. And if you, in the use of this great cosmic flame, which is my love I have offered unto you, will you make the victory of the cosmic Christ the government of your land, the control of your people, and the blessing of freedom to the earth. The flame of love and its everlasting freedom of the victorious Christ, which is the glory of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, forever glorifies life with ever-increasing happiness. Let it flow through yourselves. Demand that it fill your nation. Call forth that flame to enfold the earth and penetrate all things and raise all things into the victory of the cosmic Christ. And you will find that cosmic fire of our love becoming real and tangible and the controlling presence ever about you to prepare the way ahead of you, to stand your guard and supply you until we welcome you into our octave by the flame of love which has raised your world into our perfection. Then your world and our world becomes one. Then the expanding fire, the sacred fire of the planet Earth, will expand through its atmosphere till it touches into the electronic belt around the physical sun and becomes forever self-luminous. I have taken you on a journey tonight of cosmic import, but as you hold the picture within your minds on the love for your God, on the love for your nation, spurs you on and reminds you to use my transfiguring flame of the victorious cosmic Christ, will you find my presence abiding with you often in your daily activities. It will first come as a flame which I project, within which is my luminous presence. And then as those flames expand, will we reach the hour when you see me face to face in my visible, tangible, ascended master body, when you can stand the radiation of my love and I will not have to withhold it. You do not know the fragment of love. Precious ones, I could flood love to you tonight more than you can stand, until you would sob with the very power of its cosmic blessing. But in the great mercy of life, we temper our love to your acceptance, the same as we temper the intensity of the light, the cosmic light in the atmosphere, to the stress of your physical body. Therefore, as you turn to your beloved I Am presence and to us, and with all the devotion of your hearts, call forth the transfiguring flame that glorifies you while yet here in the unascended state, that you may glorify your nation with eternal freedom that lifts all mankind out of distress. Will you find the destiny of your nation fulfilled, and you will live and know with every fiber of your being that in God we trust is the divine command to the nation, and he who obeys is master through the power of love's sacred fire. Tonight, may my love glorify you into the full strength needed to render this service to your nation, till you glorify the nation and the nation glorifies the earth with that power of the cosmic fire that makes all self-luminous to the dissolving and consuming of all not of God's own heart. Here, the place upon the earth that was offered and sought through distress for the right to worship God shall be the altar of that cosmic transfiguring flame that glorifies that God presence, the mighty I Am, to the raising of all out of the human and into the divine of eternity. America, thou shalt arise, the transfiguring flame to the earth. On the beloved I Am presence that glorifies thee as the heart of the world, shall guard thee and purify thee and raise thee into the heart of everlasting love. I offer you the use of this cosmic transfiguring flame of the victorious cosmic Christ, which I am now become. And may the glory of my love glorify you on the glory of your love. Glorify the nation until the earth passes through that initiation wherein love alone commands for all centuries to come. Then the earth fulfills its destiny. Our love has claimed its own once again back into God's eternal heart. Your beloved I Am presence, may it glorify you tonight with strength, inexhaustible, and victory incomparable. Till the mighty freedom of the beloved Saint Germain becomes for eternity the ruling authority in this world. And you, who have been privileged to be loved by him through the centuries, as his guarding presence has held you from the shadows, may your flame of everlasting love, in its transfiguring great cosmic Christ victory, now send forth its great cosmic action to bless the nation and to seize it and hold it in the heart of cosmic love and eternal light that sets it free. May the great angelic host who draw forth and expand that transfiguring flame of the victorious cosmic Christ ever attend you, bring to you the fullness of all good things, make you invincible in the perfection of their love, flood you with their glorifying flame, and take you forward to victory and happiness that is eternal in the everlasting fulfillment of the great divine design of all creation on that ever-expanding perfection of life that glorifies all through love eternal. Then I, as the ascended Jesus Christ, victorious in this cosmic Christ flame, become with you the glorifying love that has released all on the earth from that which is not love. May its light of eternity go forward and be your pathway, supply you with every good thing, keep you untouched by the shadows, and give you the boundless light to pervade the darkened minds of mankind until their minds are illumined with our great directing intelligence, and the cosmic Christ becomes the reality manifest through every life stream in this world, till the cosmic fire expands its love and blesses all with perfection and happiness and glory divine. Turn unto its heart and know yourself as its victorious flame, and you shall have friends and assistance and powers come to help you that you dream not of and do not yet know exist, but which we will be privileged to use as you render this service until your nation arises as a transfiguring flame of everlasting love and freedom to the earth, and the victory of the cosmic Christ takes possession of its own on the cup of life, the great crystal cup of perfection from the great central sun, offers its boundless blessings to all generations of the future. Then will the cosmic Christ bells of everlasting freedom sound their music throughout the earth as it becomes luminous forever. And you, the divine beings of everlasting freedom, go forward in cosmic creation as your own beloved I Am Presence intends. I am the glorifying, transfiguring flame of the victorious cosmic Christ that protects and supplies and glorifies you all unto the end. The end of what? The end of the human. Your nation, the land of the divine, flooded with the love from the hearts of the ascended host, blazes forever the freedom of the great central sun to shed its glorifying happiness to all the universe in the great divine plan of eternal freedom. Under the ascension of your nation do I commend you, that you may have your own as you cause your own nation to ascend. America's destiny as the heart of the world is the expansion of this love, and may this transfiguring flame of victorious cosmic Christ action go forth tonight and set your people eternally free. That we may free all life, then I will have kept my promise to the great central sun and have drawn all mankind unto me in the love that is everlasting perfection. Thank you for your presence here and every effort you have made to stay in the light. May its love and my love glorify you tonight with happiness forever. Thank you. Beloved Master Jesus, in all the love and gratitude of our hearts, do we thank you for eternity, for your love to life. Clothe us in your flame and let us render the service that is most needed quickly. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such powers of the sacred fire and that transfiguring flame of the victorious cosmic Christ, that its love rules everywhere and shuts off everything else forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, glorify us with your obedience, that we may at all times give unconditional surrender and service to that beloved sacred fire that blesses all with perfection forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Master Jesus. All the ascended masters and cosmic beings in the angelic host who have brought us this far in the light, make us your glorifying presence to the earth and quickly do that which needs to be done to bring the victory of your love everywhere forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Make us their glorifying presence of immortal victory and freedom of God's great cosmic love to the earth. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with that sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress the transfiguring flame of everlasting love of the victorious cosmic Christ, draw all mankind unto the mighty I Am presence and the ascended masters for the eternal freedom of the ascension for all. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and beloved Master Jesus, asking them, all the great ones, to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame of the transfiguring love of the victorious cosmic Christ, and compel peace to possess the earth and rule it all for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light, especially all that is of war. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. To this end do we continue in action until the glorifying presence of that love, the transfiguring love of the victorious cosmic Christ, moves over the face of the earth its cosmic fire. Our love possesses and rules us all for eternity, and all else is gone forever. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the activities of the cosmic fire, and all the transmuting, glorifying love of the transfiguration's flame of victorious cosmic Christ power. Move into outer action through us. Save our nation, and through the nation, release the earth from all that is not eternal love.